Hello. You're listening to Speaking of Urology, the official podcast for Urology Times. In keeping with our commitment to deliver urologists and allied health professionals expert clinical analysis, practice advice, and policy perspectives, each episode of Speaking of Urology will bring listeners timely and informative insights from leaders in the specialty to keep practitioners up to date while helping them practice more efficiently. I'm your host, Ben Saylor. In this episode, I spoke with Dr. Michael Lutz about how urologists can raise testicular cancer awareness among their patients. Lutz is a partner in the Michigan Institute of Urology and is president of the MIU Men's Health Foundation. How significant is the issue of lack of education regarding testicular cancer among patients? And how does this affect outcomes?
Well, we know that testicular cancer, if diagnosed early, is curable. But the problem is early diagnosis and early detection. As you may know, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force gave it a D rating for screening. And the reason is because they think that young men don't know what they're feeling for. And if there is a delay in the diagnosis, that they'll still be cured. But they're far, far from the truth. Because number one is we need to engage young men and educate them so that they know how to examine themselves. They know what their bodies are going through as far as through the adolescent and young adult phase and be engaged in their own healthcare. And so if we teach them how to examine themselves and know what to look for, they'll actually help themselves in the long run being an advocate for their own health. And so if you can get an early detection on a testicular cancer, the treatment may be a whole lot less than if it's advanced stage disease. So we encourage the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force to change their D rating to a different rating that will include young men to be advocates for their health.
What does the MIU Men's Health Foundation do to promote testicular cancer awareness?
Well, we believe that you try to do campaigns that really kind of raise the bar of awareness. So we created a campaign called Got Nuts, Check 'Em. And we knew that this kind of got out there. This is one of those things that in partnership with Germac Peanut Company, we created specially designed packages of peanuts that were displayed in supermarkets all across the greater Detroit area. And what this did is it got people to talk about it. It started the conversation. In some cases, it was good. In some cases, people were not so happy about the conversation being started because they were uncomfortable with it. So we really have a ways to go. You know, breast cancer awareness and the conversations about breast cancer occur everywhere, and save the tatas and other expressions like that have been pervasive. And yet men have fallen in the background and really haven't come into the foreground of this kind of a discussion. And so we as men's health advocates create campaigns like Got Nuts, Check 'Em. And also we provide other educational materials that we think are a little bit tongue in cheek, but also spread the message, kind of like there's a Deadpool video about testicular screening and testicular self-examination. So we have that embedded on our website because we believe that it's videos like that, it's educational materials that actually get the word out so that young males will actually kind of take it seriously, even if it starts off on a humorous point.
What would you recommend that practicing urologists do to promote testicular cancer awareness among their patients?
I think urologists, being a good men's health advocate, should take the opportunity when they see young men in the office to talk about the role of testicular self-examination, as well as the role of other tests and available opportunities for them to actually partake in, such as knowing what their vitals are, getting their blood pressures checked regularly, knowing their family history. You know, you have to pick your parents carefully, and it's really important to know what are your risk factors for diseases as you get older. So sometimes we're the only healthcare professional that's going to see a young adult male, whether it be for an STD, kidney stone, infertility, or even potentially a vasectomy. While we have these young men in our offices, we need to try and engage them for all of the necessary screening opportunities that will improve the quality of their lives moving forward.
Be sure to subscribe to Speaking of Urology on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps. And you can get the latest in urology news, practice management advice, and health policy updates by visiting www.urologytimes.com. Thank you for listening.